healing into the arena.
I'm Roald Dahl, and here are the latest developments in the coronavirus crisis globally. Australia's Victoria State imposes new and sweeping restrictions, including a curfew in Melbourne, the country's second largest city. The plan includes a ban on weddings and has schools and universities going back online. South Africa has now registered more than 500,000 cases, the health ministry reports, making it by far the hardest hit country on the continent. More than a third of positive cases are in Gauteng province. That's South Africa's financial hub and the epicenter of the outbreak in that country. The pandemic has killed more than 685,000 people worldwide since it surfaced in China late last year, with over 17.8 million people infected. The United States has the most deaths with over 154,000, followed by Brazil with over 93,000, Mexico with over 47,000, Britain with more than 46,000, and India with over 37,000 fatalities. The World Health Organization warns the pandemic will be lengthy and could lead to response fatigue, the UN Health Agency adding that the effects of the pandemic will be felt for decades to come. Austria's month-long festival celebrates its 100th anniversary, but with a reduced program and strict safety measures, including masks for spectators until they are seated, and its 80,000 tickets, down from the usual 230,000, personalized to enable contact tracing. More than 200,000 people have died from coronavirus in Latin America and the Caribbean, with Brazil and Mexico again counting for nearly three quarters of those deaths. This region is the second hardest hit in the world after Europe. This is VOA News. The United States continues to lead the world in confirmed cases with 4.6 million and again more than 154,000 deaths. On Capitol Hill, lawmakers participating in rare weekend talks on a huge coronavirus relief measure are reporting progress as political pressure mounts to restore a newly expired $600 per week supplemental unemployment benefit and send funding to help schools reopen. The COVID-19 package will be the fifth legislative response to the pandemic and could be the last one before the November election. And the vote to renominate U.S. President Donald Trump is set to be conducted later in private and later this month without members of the news media present. A spokeswoman for the Republican National Convention cites the coronavirus for restricting press coverage from the August 24th vote in the U.S. state of North Carolina, the city of Charlotte. The decision marks a significant change for the convention, which historically has worked to draw media attention to spread party messaging out to the public. Suspected militants from Islamist group Boko Haram killed at least 13 people and wounded eight others in a grenade attack in northern Cameroon Sunday. The assailants threw a grenade into a group of people inside a camp for displaced people in the commune of Mozogo near the Nigerian border in the far north region. Boko Haram has been fighting for a decade to carve out an Islamic caliphate based in Nigeria. The violence, which has cost the lives of 30,000 people and displaced millions more, has frequently spilled over into neighboring Cameroon, Niger, and Chad. In June of last year, around 300 suspected Boko Haram militants swarmed an island on Lake Chad in Cameroon's far north and killed 24 people, including 16 Cameroonian soldiers stationed at military outposts. Indian police have arrested more than two dozen people in connection with the sale of tainted alcohol that has killed scores of people in the northern state of Punjab. Police conducted more than 30 raids on Sunday. The raids began last week when the victims started dying. Media accounts say more than 80 people have died from the illicit alcohol. Deaths from illegally produced alcohol are a common occurrence in India because many people cannot afford to buy legally produced alcohol. And a pair of NASA astronauts face the final and most important part of their SpaceX test flight, returning to Earth with a rare splashdown today. The splashdown in the Gulf of Mexico will be the first for astronauts in 45 years. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman in Washington.